What's up? It's Clark.
Yo, what's up? It's Sebastian.
Today we're going to talk about the life of John Gotti.
Early life.
John Gotti was born in 1940 in New York City. By the age of 12, John Gotti was working as an errand boy for an underground club in the neighborhood run by Carmen Fatico. When he was only 14 years of age, his toes were crushed by a steel machine as he tried to steal a cement mixer.
Early teenage years.
Gotti became leader of a gang called the Fulton Rockaway Boys. Dropped out of high school at age 16. By 18, the police department ranked him as a low-level associate in the Fatico crew.
Adult life.
In 1962, John Gotti married 17-year-old Victoria DiGiorgio. They had their first child. In 1973, Gotti had committed his first crime, which was the murder, and sentenced him to 4 years in behind bars. In 1980, his son Frank Gotti died at the age of 12 after being hit by a car by their own neighbor. John's wife attacked Favara, which was the person that killed his son. He ended up in the hospital. In 1986, he would be put on trial for many charges. He, along with the other defendants, were acquitted of their crimes. FBI later discovered that they had a fixed verdict. This would make Gotti the symbol of invincibility in his town, earning the name and fame Teflon Don, because the charges against him would never stick. Finally, in 1992, he was convicted of murder and racketeering.
Final years.
John Gotti and his son, Junior Gotti, remained in prison. His son serving a life sentence, John Gotti Sr. remained in jail until June 10th, 2002, when he died in the federal prison hospital from complications of head and neck cancer. Now we've just given you all a brief summary of the life of John Gotti. Very eventful life. Now we're going to talk about some pretty important events and some things that happened in his lifetime. We're going to elaborate on those things. I'm here with Sebastian Soto.
Yeah, Clark. So in 1973, John Gotti committed his first murder, which sentenced him to 4 years.
Wow. I was reading in New York Times that in 1973, nephew of Carlo Gambino, the family leader, was abducted and murdered. The family's intelligence network determined that the stick-up man was James McBratney. He had been one of the kidnappers. According to investigators and informers, Mr. Gotti was handed the important assignment of exacting revenge.
Yeah, Clark, so y'all know what that means, right?
Yep, that means he was given the task to go and kill him. Mr. Brackney was shot dead outside of Staten Island Bar by three men, but it was hardly a flawless crime. Witnesses picked out two men, Mr. Gotti and Mr. Ruggiero.
Yeah, Clark, so another fact I read off the New York Times article was that Mr. Gotti was arrested in 1974 after evading a capture for a whole year.
Wow, really? That's crazy.
Yeah, Clark, so earlier in the podcast, I heard you say John Gotti dropped out of high school at the age of 16. Is that right?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. And to think that we're that age right now and still in school.
What do you do, like, when he dropped out? What was his life consisted of?
Well, it says on a couple of articles and a couple of different newsletters and things of that nature that John Gotti was actually the leader of a gang called the Fulton Rockaway Boys, as I said earlier in the podcast, known for frequent robberies and jackings. These kids weren't just out of school, but they were committing crimes and things that kids older than them wouldn't even be doing, and let alone big time crime and drug dealers and drug lords and people of that nature.
Yeah, Clark, so I heard you say Gotti committed a lot of robberies with his gang members. Was he ever convicted of anything in his early teenage years?
Yeah, Sebastian, he was actually convicted of many things. Actually was arrested 5 times by his 21st birthday. Now, this kid was underage at the time of his, you know, robberies and things of that nature. But by the time he was 21, he was arrested 5 times. It's crazy.
That's crazy. All right, Clark, last question of the day. It's a real-life question. If your dad was a big-time mobster, drug dealer, committing all these crimes, do you think you'll be successful? Do you think you can be successful without following your father's footsteps?
Definitely, Sebastian. Great question. That actually makes me think about John Gotti Jr., who actually still remains in prison to this day. He's serving a life sentence, sadly. All right, guys, this is Clark Phillips and
Sebastian Soto.
And this concludes our podcast, The Life of John Gotti.